Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. Today I'm speaking with the Managing Director of Orking Mining. ASX code is AKN. Now, you may have heard, you may not have heard, but we've got lots to talk about today. Project in Western Australia, and it is a really exciting time for them. They're going to be seeking requotation on the ASX in late April. Joining me today is Paul Williams, Managing Director. Paul, welcome to Small Caps. Great to see you.
Hello, Kerry. Great to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, you're up in Queensland, so you're back in bloody lockdown, awful time.
Day one of a 3-day lockdown leading up to the Easter weekend. So anyway.
Hope I'm the Easter bunny can find you.
Well, I think the Easter bunny's banned.
Probably.
He can't come to Queensland at least before the weekend anyway. So we'll see what happens after that. But
Well, it's not affecting what you're doing at the moment, but let's introduce Orking Mining to our subscribers. We've got a lot of subscribers here. They're investors. They understand the resources market. First of all, let's just do a brief overview of Orking Mining and your project over in WA.
Sure, Kerry. Yeah, well, it's the story's in two parts, I suppose, because we're a company that has been listed on the stock exchange since 2007 and under a previous name, Chinalco Yunnan Copper Resources, and did a lot of work up in Mount Isa and a few other areas. But I suppose what we're focusing on now is this is a rebranding, it's a reinvigoration. As far as the ASX is concerned, it's an IPO. We're going through the process as if anybody would be doing if they were approaching the market for the first time as a brand new entity. So we're going through a process where we have to consolidate the existing shares. We still need to raise, a minimum of $6 million, maximum of $7 million, and just go through that whole process. Bring in a new project like the Coogee Park project that we found in Western Australia. So look, for all intents and purposes, for most of your audience, Kerry, we're another IPO, even though we do have that bit of history in. Behind us. And the other key part is that there'll be a whole new board appointed and with a significant consolidation, a 200-to-1 consolidation to the existing shares, then there's a massive dilution. So the new money that comes into the company under the prospectus and the capital raising, that'll represent, almost between 55 and 60% of the company going forward. So it is a large rebranding, as I say, new project, new team, and we're really excited with what we've got on our plate.
It is a new project, new team. It was Chinese dominated before, I guess. Chinalco, yep. Yunnan Copper almost says it in itself. Right. Yep. Will it still be heavily Chinese dominated post the requotation?
What'll happen, Kerry, is that the there's two significant Chinese shareholders at the moment that have a little bit more than 70% of the shares. They'll reduce to somewhere around 18% in total. Our major shareholder, which is a Chinese mining services group called JCHX, they'll still sit on about 16 to 17%, and we'll have one person on the board representing them. The other three board members are completely unrelated to the Chinese holdings and independent. And two of those three are guys that have been geologists for between 35 and 40 years. So been very successful in that area. So from the Chinese perspective, it's being substantially reduced.
I guess from old shareholders as well, but it wasn't really going anywhere before. You've reinvigorated it. Paul, what I want to know is, Coogee Park, it's been around for a while. It's not like a new project. What is it about that particular project that Orking Mining thinks that they can change? Because there's been a lot of work done on it in the past. What's attracted you to it? Why you know, because I'm an investor as well. What, why should investors be saying, okay, we think that they've got it right this time and this will be a project?
It's a great question, Kerry, and it's exactly why we're involved. There's a few things. Over the last few years, while we've been looking for projects to put into this vehicle, you know, we've been all around the world. We've been to Mongolia, the Congo, Guyana, different places. But it's terrific to have a project in Australia and in you know, Western Australia, you know, where you know, the resource sector's on fire again. So that's a key thing. But as you've touched on, the fact that there's been an enormous amount of work done on this project, and in particular two deposits called San Diego and Oneidon, almost getting to the point of, you know, pre-feasibility and feasibility study level. The work that's been, there's an extensive amount of data, and back in 2007-2008, Anglo-Australian, which is the current owner of the assets, they're also ASX listed. Yeah. They're focusing on their gold assets further to the south in WA. But their feasibility study work, they focused on an underground mining operation at the San Diego deposit as a standalone activity. It wasn't that bad. It generated, you know, surplus cash of $100 million over a five-year mine life, but it was always just a bit skinny in terms of, you know, susceptibility to commodity prices. And what we're seeing at the moment, you know, with copper going where, and look, I should reiterate, it is a copper zinc deposit primarily with gold and silver. We're starting at it from there's. The reason we came to Coogee Park in the first place was that we've done a little bit of work with some people in Perth that accessed some processing technology that is an ammonia leaching process.
Yep.
And they had done quite a bit of work on some various deposits around Australia and had identified, you know, Coogee Park as potentially a project where this kind of technology might work, and look, and I won't get in too far into the weeds, but essentially what with your oxide material, which is nearer to the surface, you sort of got an oxide, and then you deeper down you get into the primary, the sulfide ores, and then in between there's like a transition zone, but the oxide material, if it's hosted in a like an alkaline, like a carbonate kind of system or rock, then there's no amount of acid that you can throw at that to extract the material. It's just a continually being neutralized as you're throwing an acid on an alkaline into an alkaline material. But if you and look at and this, you know, ammonium carbonate has been applied on different processes, QNI process, the one that Clive Palmer had. That was used for 25 years, so it's not completely unique technology. But we've identified that Coogee Park could be the kind of project where this process could work. But that's only a small part of the overall operation. But it was something that Anglo they struggled to get to in any sort of a position where they could treat on a commercial basis the material. The deeper sulfides, that's just a normal flotation, and you build it or you create a concentrate that's sent off to market. That's easily done on the deeper sulfide, and that was the primary focus around the feasibility studies at San Diego. But you've got this other deposit at Oneidon, which is, well, they're both, we think they're both, you know, still got significant potential at depth. And that's I'm off a little.
How deep, Paul? How deep are we talking?
Well, most of the work so far has been focused around 250 to 300 meters, Kerry, and back up. So we think this kind of deposit, these kind of deposits, they exhibit a very similar geological setting where you've got, you know, some tectonic movements and mineralized fluids coming up, and also an age that's comparable to a Mount Isa and a Broken Hill. So I won't get too far over my skis in terms of where, you know, what that might mean, but we think there's something going on here at depth. So that'll certainly be an area of focus. But the other aspect...
Sorry, Paul, to interrupt you. Just let me ask you, just put it into context. Where is Coogee Park in WA? Give me a visual.
Sure. You need to think way up in the northeastern corner of Western Australia. It is remote, but it's still on the Highway 1. It's about 15 kilometres. Well, the tenure package is about 15 kilometres southwest of Halls Creek, which is that's your main centre, 1,500 people in that area. But I'm just having a quick look at a map, but you're looking way over in the northeastern corner of WA.
Okay, is it fairly difficult to get to, or is it fairly, because it sounds remote?
Well, you've got the highway. You've got the highway. So, for example, there's a geophysics team that's heading up there shortly to do a little bit of work. It's going to take them about 3 to 4 days to mobilise from Perth. But that's bringing, utilities and trailers and things. So then it's not exactly hooning along the highway, but it's about 4 days by road. But, there's an airstrip in the town. There's an old schoolmate of mine that runs a charter service from Broome. So it's reasonably accessible. And, look, and you've got Pantoro operate the Nicholson's gold mine there. They've got a mine camp just outside of town.
Okay.
Mine flyout. Savannah Nickel is about 40, 50 kilometres further to the north. There's a bit going on, and there's a few other companies that are doing a fair bit of exploration in that area now.
Okay, so again, I just want to go back to the actual project itself. You said a lot of work had been done on both San Diego and Oneidon.
Oneidon, yeah.
Are you focusing on both of the? I mean, first of all, let's just go back. So you're seeking to raise $6 million through this issue of 30 million shares at 20 cents each.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, a free option for every 2 shares at 25 cents or before June 30, 2023. But my question is, where are you with that? Are you happy with, can people download the prospectus? Is there still an opportunity to get involved before the listing, relisting?
Yeah, there is, Kerry. Yeah, the website, www.orkingmining.com, there's the prospectus you can download there, and there's a BPAY facility to apply for shares online. There's also in the application form that's downloadable. There's details where the EFT.
But it's almost done, isn't it? So
we're a fair way down the track. But it won't surprise you at the moment. There's quite a lot of broker interest in these these kind of raisings. And we've even in the last few days we've been approached by brokers looking to participate. So I think it's a combination. Novus Capital out of Sydney are the lead manager, and they've been coordinating all this for us and doing a great job. And so bringing the other parts together, we'd be fairly confident, Kerry, to put this, put this down. We need to raise the money, and we also need a spread of 300 shareholders to satisfy the ASX requirements.
We're
pretty confident we can put that together, within probably the next, couple of weeks. Easter
So you're going to be re-quoted on the ASX in late April. So let's say everything's going according to plan. What are the next steps? I'm an investor. I'm just saying, if I was investing in the company, what are the first things that you're going to do with my hard-earned cash?
Right. We're going to do some immediate, or as soon as we can access a drilling rig, there'll be some drilling in and around the Oneidon and San Diego deposits. There's essentially walk-up drill targets in and around those two deposits based on the work that's been done before. So there'll be some testing of some of the shallower material, but we're thinking we're also looking to go a little bit deeper. We're also going to be getting samples from that drilling activity to do some metallurgical test work, particularly on the Oneidon deposit. The shallow oxide material at Oneidon is quite, copper rich, and that's an area that we think if we can establish a metallurgical solution for that, that might open up a near-term open pit, which can then potentially feed into a longer-term underground attacking the sulfides at San Diego and elsewhere. We've got the Coogee Park, so the Anglo the tenement holding, it's about 500 square kilometres of ground, and it's all the way along the, you know, this particular structure. So there's quite a large area. So we're doing, you know, geophysics almost straight away to identify new targets for drilling. But certainly we're very focused on, you know, being able to bring some bring some activities in the near term, because we understand that people are going to be looking for us to be doing some things and getting some runs on the board.
Yeah, and putting that cash into the ground is the most important thing. Exactly. Ownership-wise, Anglo-Australian, they're keeping 25%, is that correct?
Yeah, so under the deal we've done with Anglo, we spend, there's two stages, but essentially we spend $3 million over 3 years to earn up to 75%.
Right.
And so, yeah, so we're starting, we start at 25% and then we earn that over the next 3 years. And we've got a pretty aggressive expenditure program. We'll nearly spend, you know, most of that money in the first, you know, 12, 18 months. And if the results are promising, you know, why wouldn't we? Because at the end of the day, with this massive amount of data that's already available and study work, mine studies, all of this has been done before, and it would need to be updated because it's a few years old now. But with access to all this material, we're looking to, you know, develop a mine within the next 3 to 5 years potentially.
Oh, wow.
Soon.
Okay.
Well, it's all there.
And you say predominantly copper, zinc, which are two great commodities to be in at the moment.
That's it. That's it. Yep.
Okay.
And you know, and there's obviously you've got the Nicholson's gold mine that Pantoro operate is about 15 kilometres further to the southeast of San Diego. We've got ground that surrounds that operation. And as I said, there's nickel to the north. There's been some shows of platinum group metals as well. It's really quite an interesting place. Like, it was the site of the first gold rush in WA was Halls Creek back in the early 1870s.
Because we're running out of time, but just before we go, and, you know, for investors out there, what is it about this project that other people have had in the past that excites Paul Williams today to say, do you know what, this, I'm going to make this work for investors coming into Orking Mining?
So this is the 30-second elevator pitch, I suppose. You're stuck in a lift
or
something.
Oh, I'll give you a minute.
Oh, okay, give me a minute. No, that's all right. Great location. It's remote, but it's not, you know, completely out in the Tanami Desert on its own. As I say, the Highway 1 cuts through the deposit. So Western Australian project, where in terms of the commodity cycle, commodity price cycle that we're in at the moment, you look at, I think people are saying with copper, for example, it's all about the electric vehicles. But the other part of that is it's the supply side. And, you know, and I think there's a big drop off in supply. So you've not only got your demand that's going to pick up, but supply is not. And I probably don't have time now, but it's just interesting to see the stats of I could just very quickly, if I run through that, what's been happening. So in 1997, there were 17 major copper discoveries. 95, 2005 and 2007, there were 15 around the globe. Last year, there were two and none in 2017, 18 and 19. So the last good year for a major copper discovery was 2011 when there were six. So they're just not finding these copper deposits as much as I say, 1997, there were 17 discoveries. So they're either having to go deeper and more expensive, and they're just not finding these. And we've got the deposits. We already know they're there. So we just need to chase the deposits as they currently stand. We go deeper. We think there's something happening. There's all these mineralized shoots that are coming out, some on our ground, and you've got the Nicholson's deposit. There's a little deposit called Emul, which Northern Star held for several years until they moved into Paulson's, into the gold. They did a lot of work there. And then you see these cross sections that they prepared and they just cut off at, you know, 150 metres where they stopped drilling. They didn't stop where the mineralisation finished. And that's when we've got that deposit on one of the Anglo exploration licences. So there's an awful lot of work that can be done, and you know, targets that we can move into straight away. We're not just charging in a moose pasture that we need to find what's going on. We've already got targets there. And, you know, as I say, the metallurgical aspect to it is a little bit tricky. There's a test lab in Perth that has done this work before, and it's something that we'll certainly focus on. It won't drive everything that we do, but it'll be something that we'll look at, because as I say, if we can come up with a solution to process the Oneidon open pittable material, especially the copper, then that gives us an early cash flow and an early pathway to do other things.
As investors, we love hearing that word early cash flow, because it means that there's not going to be lots of dilution going forward like that.
Early cash flow and junior exploration companies are normally mutually exclusive concepts, but that's something that, yeah, we think with the information we've got at hand, and it comes back to the point about why would we be, you know, why are we so clever? Why would we do anything different to what's been done in the past? And it's not a matter of being, you know, disrespectful or critical of what's been done in the past. We just think that there's something going on deeper. We can maybe bring in the, the metallurgical side of it. And the other thing, to be fair to the people in the past, is they haven't experienced some of these commodity prices, cycles that I think we're going to see for some time, you know, going forward.
Yeah.
I
tend to agree with you. Well, Paul Williams, it's been an absolute delight to chat with you today. Managing Director of Orking Mining. ASX code, ladies and gentlemen, is AKN. Watch this space if you want the prospectus. As Paul said, go to www.orkingmining.com. Download the prospectus from there. Novus Capital are the lead manager. And pretty much going to be re-quoted on the ASX in late April. So if you want to get in, the raising's almost done, but there's a little bit left just for you guys that are watching here on Small Caps. Paul Williams, thanks for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you, Kerry. No, it's terrific to catch up, and I look forward to seeing you when you're up on the Gold Coast shortly.
Pretty soon.